The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Taking the time to settle. It's a real act of compassion to listen to your body. Find a way to sit that's comfortable enough. Do your best. It's not about trying to look like a meditator. It's all about understanding what will support the relaxation and clarity of my heart and mind. And of course, one of the first things that can become apparent as we settle, make adjustments, take a couple of longer, deeper breaths, we come face to face with the reality of our life. It's not easy being a human being with this sensitive heart pushed around by all the joys and sorrows of my life, pushed around by all the uncertainty and vulnerability. So this is a good place to begin a sit because it's really honest. It's not easy being a human being. And we're doing our best, it won't be perfect. We're doing our best to inhabit this space, to get comfortable. It's not because we want or asked for this space, but because this is how it is. This is the way that it is right now. Any actual wisdom, any true love, of course, is grounded in the reality and the truth of the way things are. Anything else that's idealistic or based on denial actually isn't very helpful. Doing what you can that will allow you to put down the armor, that will allow you to feel the body and feel the way the heart is right now. So each time you feel the breath coming in, there will be a willingness, there can be a willingness to feel the whole body in a kind way. And each time you feel the breath going out of compassion for your own life, do your best to let everything be. Put everything down. Allow the sensations of the body to be the way they are. Breathing in, practice connecting, opening, as if we're saying, yes, this is how it is right now, in this body, in this heart, this life, this mind. And then with the exhalation, practicing, releasing, allowing, putting down the need to defend. Breathing in, you can even repeat the word yes each time you feel the breath coming in. Yes, it's like this now. And with each out breath, You could, if you want, repeat a word like releasing or allowing, letting be, something like that. It can be useful to use meditation words when the mind needs that support. But when the mind, when the heart is already in balance, the practice has some momentum, then you can drop any word, any support that you were using before. Feel, if you can, trust the kindness that's right here in the heart's willingness to be intimate, to breathe in and say, yes, yes, this is how it is now in the body and mind. And with the exhalation, practice releasing, allowing, letting things be. Breathing in, saying yes, not afraid to feel, not afraid to see things as they are. Exhaling, not afraid to let go, to let things be. So in this way, the activity of being intimate but the present moment actually is an expression of love and compassion, an expression of joy and equanimity, all the wholesome flavors of love. Just in this simple willingness to connect, to say yes, and to allow the conditions of the body, the conditions of the heart and mind to be the way they are. keeping it really simple, is it possible now to have a friendly relationship with my life, with the sensations of this body sitting here, with this tender, sensitive heart that feels all kinds of things, with this thinking mind, imagining mind? What would it be now to have a friendly, generous, and fearless relationship with all this activity of this life right here, just as it is? It may not be the life we imagine that we want or that we deserve, but this experience of the body and the mind, the way it is right now, this is the life, in a sense, we have. And the interesting question, I think, is how are we going to relate to it right now? What is the skillful, loving, and wise way to be relating? And we get to practice. And part of the practice is noticing that the way the heart is showing up to the moment isn't helpful. It's being colored by fear, colored by the need to control or fix. But that's okay, because it's good to know what isn't helpful. And there's the next moment, another opportunity to be showing up to our life, to be relating to our life, the body and the mind, in a beautiful way, in a simple and beautiful way. In this way, the conditions of the moment, the conditions of our life, moment by moment, they're just teaching this heart here how to relate. It's a skillful way to be showing up, to be aware. What way of showing up, what way of relating is actually skillful and liberating?